Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. An Israeli official says the military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. The pullout was part of the ceasefire, and Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and key mediator Egypt. The official says Israeli forces needed to remain in the so-called Philadelphia Corridor on the Gaza side of the border with Egypt to prevent weapons smuggling. The official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of 4 hostages in exchange for over 600 Palestinian prisoners, the last planned exchange of the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend. Tony Vardy, a British citizen, hopes there is a new phase of the ceasefire or the current can continue.
I know there are some political difficulties with moving to the next phase and what it implies, but at the moment it's a tragic situation for everyone. It's tragic for the hostages and the families of the hostages, but it's also tragic for the Palestinians who are suffering so much at the moment as well.
Israel was supposed to begin withdrawing on Saturday, the last day of the first phase, and complete it within 8 days. In a statement on Thursday, Hamas said the only way for Israel to secure the release of dozens of hostages still held in Gaza was through negotiations and adhering to the ceasefire agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu instructed his negotiation delegation to depart for Cairo on Thursday to continue Gaza ceasefire talks. Dozens of people were reportedly injured after an explosion at a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in eastern Congo. Video and photos shared on social media on Thursday show a crowd fleeing the meeting in Bukavu in panic and bloodied bodies on the ground. Leaders of the M23 rebel group were meeting residents when the explosion occurred in the central part of Bukavu. There were no immediate official details on casualties. M23 rebels have swept through the region, seizing key cities and killing some 3,000 people. This is VOA News. South Korea's spy agency says North Korea appears to have sent additional troops to Russia after its soldiers deployed on the Russian-Ukraine fronts suffered heavy casualties. The National Intelligence Service said Thursday it was trying to determine exactly how many more troops North Korea has deployed to Russia. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of conventional weapons to Russia, and last fall, it sent about 10,000 to 12,000 troops to Russia as well, according to U.S., South Korean, and Ukraine intelligence officials. Thousands of U.S. Agency for International Development workers who have been fired or placed on leave as part of the Trump administration's dismantling of the agency are being given a brief window Thursday and Friday to clear out their workspaces. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
USAID has been one of the largest targets so far of a broad campaign by U.S. President Donald Trump and the Department of Government Efficiency, a project of Elon Musk, to slash the size of the federal government. Many U.S. aid workers saw the administration's terms for retrieving their belongings as insulting. In the notice, the employees were instructed not to bring weapons, including firearms, spear guns, and hand grenades. Each worker is being given 15 minutes at their former workstation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Andrew Tate and his brother, who face rape and trafficking charges in Romania, have left for the U.S. after a travel ban imposed on them was lifted. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The brothers were arrested in Romania in late 2022 and are charged with human trafficking and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. The brothers are keen supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump and boast millions of online followers. Speaking in January of this year, Andrew Tate said,
Donald Trump is the future of the Western world. Everybody knows it, and everybody needs to get in line and obey him. He runs the world, and he's a good friend of mine, and I'm going to help him.
It's not clear under what conditions the Tates were allowed to leave Romania. An official at the Ministry of Internal Affairs, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the decision was at the discretion of prosecutors. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities have announced Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife and dog were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. More from VOA Steve Miller.
The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a request to do a welfare check at his home Wednesday and found Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakara, and a dog dead. Foul play is not suspected. Hackman was one of the industry's most respected and honored performers.
It's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
Gene Hackman was 95. Steve Miller, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.